going on, gamblers, degens, and everybody else in between? This is the Gamblers Anonymous Podcast, GAP, GAP for short, because we're closing the gap between you and the bookies. Happy, beautiful Saturday morning, everyone. Hopefully everyone's having a good day. Like the NFL draft so far, been mayhem going on, but hey, that's what the draft's about, baby. I'm your host, JG, and I'll be going solo dolo this weekend, baby. Tony Guns, Cody Locks, MIA. Let's just jump right back into the recap. Last week, I gave you San Antonio Renegades, Houston Roughnecks, under 41.5 points, minus 110, and that came in. Winner, winner, chicken dinner. Final score, 25-9. Whew. Renegades looked bad. Bad as hell. Roughnecks didn't even play their starters either, and they still walked away with it. That's saying something. Oh my God. Bob Stoops, you got to get it together, man. The fuck you doing? This weekend, oh, it's not my play, but I think Roughnecks, easy win this week. They'll be going to the XFL final. The next game I gave y'all, Vegas Vipers, +5.5, -10 first half against the Seattle Dragons. Fuck, they could not do anything. Neither could Seattle until the last drive of the second half. They ended up scoring 6-0, Seattle at half. Brutal. I ended up playing it at 6.5, so I got lucky with that win. Had a nice little parlay. Came in for me, but feel bad for giving you guys that +5. Boy, oh boy, what were they doing, Vipers? Terrible. And the final pick, plus money, might I add, Carolina Hurricanes, money line, plus 105. They won 5-2. Like I said, they've been the better team all series. They closed them out today, Friday evening, time of recording. They closed them out in OT, and that's why they're moving on to the next round. New Jersey, New York, I don't know. I think Jersey's going to be moving on, but they're going to have their hands full with that Carolina defense. And my final pick, to the moon, I had Vipers winning the first half and Seattle Sea Dragons winning the second half, plus 500. That was a loss. Vegas couldn't do shit all. I think they ended up scoring 6 points. That's it. So not looking good. And if we review my NFL draft picks, oh my God, terrible. Terrible. Like, what the fuck were the Lions doing drafting Jamari Gibbs with the 12th overall pick? Are you kidding me? You could have got him in the second round. That was a bad, bad pick. So my running backs under 1.5 did not come in. And once the Texans took CJ Stroud, my whole mock draft was ruined. Gonzalez went over 8.5, but I did get Dalton Kincaid, first tight end to be drafted at plus 130. And my to the moon, Anthony Richardson, AR-15 to the Seahawks, number 5 overall, plus 350. Man, I wanted him bad for that team, but Indy ended up with a good quarterback. I'm not even mad with Devin Witherspoon, top cornerback of the draft. Gotta love that. Seahawks ended up getting the fucking top wide receiver too. Who, we had a good draft. Probably one of the best drafts. Texans, I like what the Texans did also, but you can't go wrong when you have the number one cornerback. You got the number one wide receiver. So now we got DK, we got Tyler Lockett, and we got Jackson Smith and Njigba. Whew, lethal. And then on day two, we added Zach Charbonnet. He's a beast, dog. Him and K-9, lethal offense now. I would like to draft John Michael Schmitz. I'm not going to lie. He would have helped our interior. That would have been good. But then we ended up drafting Derek Hall. This guy's a fucking beast. Motor like no other. He's a perfect Seahawks player. Love to see that. That's what I'm talking about. But enough of the recap. Let's get into this week's locks. First lock, I got the Tampa Bay Lightning money line minus 105 against the Maple Leafs. This series is going the distance. We're going back to Toronto after we're done in Tampa Bay. Let's not forget, this Tampa group has been to the finals 3 straight years. They won 2. They are well experienced. They ain't worried about being down 3-1. Now they're down 3-2, and they're going to make it 3-3. This group, Stamkos, Point, Kucherov, Hedman, Killorn, Maroon, they are knowing what they got to do to get this shit done. And let's not forget about their goalie. They might have one of the best goalies in the big game situations, the big cat himself, Andrei Vasilevsky. He has a 5-1 record in elimination games with a .944 save percentage. Sheesh. God damn, that's fucking filthy. And in games where the Leafs can clinch a series since 2004, they're 0-11. I will say this, I do think the Leafs are going to win this series, but it's going back to be in 7 when they're back at home. They're not ready to close the series out. The NHL isn't about to have it. They make too much money from the Leafs. They make too much money from the series. This game is going the distance. So book it. Tampa Bay Lightning, money line, -105. First lock of the day. Next, we're going to tennis. The ATP in Madrid. And we're taking Matteo Arnaldi to win the match -138 against Jaume Munar. Arnaldi has a 12-1 record when playing on the clay surface. That's ridiculous in his last 13. Compared to Munar's 9-7 record on clay, oh, I'm taking Arnaldi all day. And he just beat the world number 3, Casper Ruud. So he's feeling it right now. He's on top of the world. And don't forget, he just beat Jaume Munar 2 weeks ago. So he knows what it takes to beat this guy. I do think it's going to be over 21, 22 games. It could be a 3-setter, I'm thinking. But Arnaldi, the way he's been playing recently, he's been killing it. And he's a beast on the clay. He has a great percentage on the clay. I think it's about 67% of the matches he won. All time. Young cat. But he's killing it. And when he's priced at -138, he's won his last 7 of 8. He's won his last 4 on clay. He's won his last 4 at the ATP Madrid. He's feeling it. Just roll with it. That's what I'm here to tell you. Matteo Arnaldi to win match -138. Lock it in. And my final pick, XFL playoffs. We got the Seattle Sea Dragons +3, -110 against the DC Defenders. Since losing to Orlando, DC hasn't been the same team. Their last 3 games of the season, DC have won by 2 points against Arlington, bums, 1 point against San Antonio, bigger bums, and against Seattle, and 1 point against Seattle. And that's because Seattle went for 2 to win the game. Because that's what champions do. They play to win. But now when you look at Seattle, 7-1 in their last 8 games. And they needed to win those games to make the playoffs. They have the best roster. They got a lot of NFL experience. Ben DiNucci, Philip Lindsay, Josh Gordon. These guys are dogs. I'm telling you. They're all getting NFL contracts after this. Can you smell what the Seattle Dragons have cooking? Well, I'm telling you, this time of the year, defense wins championships, and the Defenders' D has not been impressing me. Throw that in with their 2-quarterback system they've been playing with all year. Derek King, Jordan Tuamu, that's going to bite them in the ass. This is the playoffs. We're here to win, not to lose. So we're going to take the Seattle Sea Dragons +3. I think they might even win. I think they're going to win this game. I think they're going to the bowl. And they're going to beat whoever Houston and Arlington come out of that game. I think Houston's going to win. And I think Seattle's going to pump them. It's going to be like a 30-20 game next week. This week is going to be probably 25-20. So take it. Seattle Sea Dragons +3, -110 against the DC Defenders. Lock it in. And my final pick, the to the moon, Miami Heat money line +160 against the Knicks. I'm hearing Julius Randle might not be playing. And oh boy, if he's not playing and Jimmy Buckets keeps the way he's been shooting the ball, been balling out. Easy dub for the Heat. So listen up. This guy's got the dog in him, Jimmy Buckets. He's been playing. He doesn't usually shoot the three, but when playoff times comes, he shows up. And that's what you want in a guy. So trust me, even though I don't think Tyler Herro is playing, fuck it. We don't need him. We got Jimmy Buckets. And that's what we're rolling with. Miami Heat, money line, plus 160. And that's it for this episode, boys and girls. Everybody else in between, gamble at your own risk. Have a good night. Stay safe. Peace out.